Numbers and Tech Podcast is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. Numbers and Tech Podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications expert and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom-branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide-format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Hi, I'm Melissa, and this is the Numbers and Tech Podcast. Every entrepreneur has a story. Listen to women discuss the financial side of their business, both the challenges and successes. Let's grab life by the bottom line. Hi, welcome back. This is Melissa, and today we're going to talk about seven ways to reduce small business costs. While most entrepreneurs focus on increasing sales to increase profit, lowering expenses is equally, or perhaps more important, when trying to achieve or maintain profitability. Cutting business expenses requires some tough choices and trade-offs, but it doesn't have to be a painful process, nor one that fundamentally alters your business plan. Reducing costs in your business and creating processes that will cost you less money over time doesn't have to take a lot of time or even a lot of effort. In many cases, it's about making smarter choices when deciding where to put your small business funds. I'm going to line up seven ways that you can cut costs without feeling the pinch. First, use technology. Use technology whenever possible can help you save money and take your business forward. For example, hold meetings virtually so you can save money on gas. Or utilize online business training. Knowledge and a desire to continue expanding your experience is always invaluable. If we all had unlimited time and boundless budgets, we could travel the world to participate in live training and educational events. But that's not realistic for most of us. So with limited resources and time challenges, take advantage of online business classes. There's many self-paced training and free online business training programs, and they're an excellent way to expand your know-how right from the comfort of your own home or office. Second is ditch the landline. Landlines are highly overrated. The time of the landline is over, long over. If you're still using one, you're bleeding money as it is an unnecessary business cost. Instead, you should use your cell phone, voice over IP, or even virtual phone lines to save money. Third, go paperless. The cost of paper, ink, mailing supplies, postage can seem minimal at times, but over time, it really adds up. Printing is often unnecessary, and most of the time, you can file all your important paperwork on your computer instead of an office file cabinet. That's both eco-friendly and reduce business costs. Four, reduce credit card debt. You may be able to reduce your immediate business costs by charging business expenses to a business credit card, but with all the interest rates and possible fees, this is not an effective way to reduce your business costs over the long term. It's smart to make your business more financially healthy over the long term, rather than just looking at the immediate benefit. Five, cut back on software. How many applications do you actually use every day? There are probably a few applications you have on your computer or phone right now that you have never used or rarely use. You can reduce your business costs by only purchasing the software you really need and avoid the cost of purchasing other apps, plus any upgrade fees that are necessary to keep the software current. 6, and this is one that's often overlooked, is buying refurbished equipment. Buying brand new retail priced equipment is a big business cost. You can reduce the expense by buying refurbished furniture and equipment that is often as good as the brand new variety. And remember that refurbishing doesn't mean just one thing. It can involve reupholstering, adding a new finish or a different seat, and even painting some old furniture. Think about all those Pinterest before and after projects you see. It takes a simple touch and some patience to transform used equipment into a modern masterpiece. I've seen many businesses be very successful at buying refurbished laptops and store fixtures. And lastly, bartering. Bartering is an exchange of goods or services for goods or services you need without cash changing hands. When a successful bartering arrangement is reached, you drastically reduce all the ancillary business costs. Each of these 7 ways to reduce business costs focus on making an alternate decision that can save you money. If you can adopt a business cost-friendly mindset, it helps you reduce your business costs every day. Many of these smart decisions will become second nature and eventually work their way into all of your business decisions. It's part of my motto, to grab life by the bottom line. Thank you for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Numbers and Tech Podcast. Future episodes will include chats with other amazing entrepreneurs. Let's keep the conversations going, whether you are running the show or working on your side hustle. We give you the business advice you need. If you learned something new or felt inspired, let me know. If you want more tips and great information, follow my Instagram account, Numbers and Tech, or email info@numbersandtech.com. Always remember to grab life by the bottom line.